Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
Hamish McKenzie is the Detective Superintendent of the Western Australia Sex Crimes Division. That means he's the boss. He's also a doctor, not a medical doctor, but a PhD of philosophy. He definitely sounds more like a policeman than a philosopher, as you're about to hear. Sex crimes is a very challenging area of policing, and Western Australia is a very challenging jurisdiction. It's the kind of place that elicits jaw-dropping trivia like this. All of Western Europe could fit inside Western Australia. But Western Europe has a population of 195 million people, whereas Western Australia has a population of just 2.6 million people, and they're very spread out and very diverse. Western Australia is the largest single policing jurisdiction in the world. Most of it is desert, and it's home to some of the most lucrative mining on the planet, which means lots of fly-in, fly-out workers. 8.7% of the state, some 22 million hectares of land, is governed by the Aboriginal Lands Trust, and there are an estimated 12,000 people living in settlements in those lands. All of which means that policing, like everything else, is done differently in WA. But according to Hamish McKenzie, child sexual assault is the one area of law enforcement where egos really do take a back seat to results. He joins us on Australian True Crime, which serving officers rarely do, so we're very grateful, to talk about his work and how we can continue to work together in child protection.
So we have responsibility across the state of Western Australia for all sex crime-related matters, and that's not only children, but that's for adults as well. And we also manage the Serious Offender Management Squad, so they manage the 4,000 reportable sex offenders throughout Western Australia. So we've got quite a big responsibility throughout the state to respond to sex crimes.
What brought you into the Sex Crimes Division when you decided to be a copper? Was this an area that you thought you'd get into, or did you sort of just find yourself here?
No, in fact, it wasn't an area I thought of. One of my biggest regrets was that as a young detective, I didn't work in this area because at the time I had young children, and I always thought that it's an area I should tend to stay away from. And having worked in this area as head of the division, I now see that as a mistake, because some of the work and some of the experiences these officers and are exposed to obviously are traumatic, but they're certainly so fulfilling for the officers to be able to come to work every day and really know that you have changed someone's life for the better, or you've rescued a child from harm. I can't imagine any better experience than that. I came down to Perth from Kalgoorlie, and as soon as I saw the work the officers were doing, the types of jobs they were doing, I immediately thought that, you know, I've sort of found my place. And as corny as it sounds, I tend to think at the time I found my people. These were people who thought like me, who had the same outward-looking view of the world that I did, in that, you know, we're here for a purpose. We're here as police officers to protect people, to help people. And I really saw this as an area where I could do that, and I could do it in a compassionate way, in an empathetic way. So that's what drew me to the division in the first place.
After all your years of experience, what can you tell us are sort of the telltale signs or the repeated signs that you have heard about from families in kids who are being targeted by sexual predators?
There are so many factors, and you couldn't point to one. And what I would say, if you see, or as a parent or a caregiver, you see behaviour from a child that is unusual, that is not part of their normal routine, then there's usually something going on in the background. And that may not be that they are subject to child sexual abuse, but there could be something else going on in the background. What my years of experience working in this division has told me is that children most often truthful. So if a child tells you that something is happening to them, something bad is happening to them, then I would implore parents and caregivers to listen to the child and explore what might be going on. Because unfortunately, I do hear of occasions where the child hasn't been taken seriously, or parents are not as protective as they should be, to put it bluntly. So please listen to your children, because your children are pretty good gauge of what's going on in their lives.
I know the online world is really baffling for a lot of us. We didn't grow up with it. And as much as I'm online all the time, I work online, but I still don't understand it as well as my kids do. I have teenagers. I try and stay on top of it. I try and understand it, but I know that I don't understand it like they do. It's, you know, it's gotten away from me. What advice do you have about that? When we feel like it's gotten away from us, and I feel like they'll be honest with me, but I know that teenagers don't tell their parents everything. I'm not that naive.
Yeah, my advice would be, as in any other parts of your child's life, is to be engaged with them and ask them what they're doing. Ask them to show you the game they're playing. How do you play that game? Can I play that game with you? Be engaged with them as you would, you know, if your child was involved in Auskick or any other sporting event. You may kick the ball with your child in the backyard, or throw a ball to them. Go on to these online games with them and show them, ask them, you know, how do you play that game? So you become more involved. And that way, hopefully, when they are approached, or when there's something they're not comfortable with in a game, they feel comfortable to come and talk to you about it. Because that's really what them to be comfortable in doing is, you know, we unfortunately can't stop predators from preying on children in these games. What we can do is have the ability for your child to come and talk to you freely, and certainly not, you know, cascade your child because, you know, they may have done something silly online. They may have accidentally disclosed some personal information. So they need to know that there's no blame. There's going to be no comeback from them if they tell you about something they've been doing.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also powerful is the statistic of sexual assault in the disability community in Australia. And that is, I think, a sleeping giant, isn't it? When we talk about sexual abuse in Australia, because so many victims are unable to speak for themselves, are unable to communicate exactly what has happened to them. Where are you at with that? I know that police are trying to work on interview tactics and trying to improve on that.
Yeah, it is a challenge for us, and we know that predators target victims who are nonverbal, or in the case of infants, you know, pre-verbal, because they don't want victims disclosing to family, friends, or to police. So that is tough, and unfortunately, we see it in the aged care sector as well for the same reasons. So it is tough. We in Western Australia, we now have an online reporting platform, so people who perhaps find it tough to report face-to-face to police, and we know it is confronting for people to either pick up a telephone or go into a police station. You know, we've had reports of people driving to police stations and sitting in the cars in their car park and then backing out. So we have an anonymous reporting platform that allows people to engage with trained specialist investigators. And it doesn't mean they have to report at that time. They can certainly reach out to our officers here and just ask about the process, what will happen, what happens if I come in to report, you know, what will happen to the offender, what will happen to my family, those sort of things.
So what do you want us to know? What do you want the community to know that you're a part of to help you and for you to help us?
We always need information from the community, and law enforcement can't work without the community. We need to be in this together, because it's not just a law enforcement problem, of course. It is it's a community problem. We need to ensure programs such as protective behaviours are rolled out in all school programs, and most schools have them as part of their curriculum, which is a great thing.
What's protective behaviours?
So protective behaviours is a program that teaches children about their bodies and what is, put it bluntly, what is good touching, what's bad touching, what is normal, if you term it like that, and what is not normal behaviour. So, and to speak to a trusted adult if they feel uncomfortable. When I first came into the division, I mentioned before I came from Kalgoorlie, so it was a regional centre. We're all about volume crime there, so about burglaries and assaults. And when I first came into this division, I thought, well, I need to look at our crime statistics, and I need to make sure we're getting our crime statistics down. So I spoke to my child interviewers and worked out that it takes a certain amount of time to do a child interview, and they need to be doing more child interviews. There need to be more child interviews. I was very much statistics driven. And what I'd forgotten about is, of course, about the people involved, and especially working in this division, it is all about the people, whether it's my own people or the people and the victims that we look after. And I remember I was walking to work, and this is how it was reinforced to me that this is a all about the people and the children, because I was walking to work one day from the train station, about 10 minutes walk from the office. And as I mentioned before, our office is where we do our specialist child interviews. And on my way to work, just in front of me, there was a mother and a little child. She must have been about 5 years old, walking in front of me. And it was a nice spring day. I remember looking at the child and thinking, isn't that a beautiful sight? A mother and a daughter, they were holding hands. And I still remember the little girl to this day. She had a yellow dress on, was carrying a teddy bear that was sort of almost trailing along the footpath as she walked down. And as I walked in front of me, they were about 100 metres from my office. And I remember my heart started beating really fast. And I thought, what's going on here? Am I having a heart attack? What's going on? And as the mother and the daughter got closer and closer to my office, I started to think, oh no, that girl's coming here for an interview. And from that moment, that child went from little girl holding a teddy bear, cute little girl, to a victim of child sexual abuse, because I knew exactly what she was there for. So I invited the mother and her daughter in and sat them down and waited for the child interview to come down. And then I went back to my office, and it took me about 10 minutes to compose myself. For a number of reasons, the first reason is I thought, well, how stupid am I putting all that pressure on my staff to pump through child interviews as if we were just some sort of factory? And the second was because, again, I just reflected on how easy it is for a child to become, go from an innocent child one moment, and then in the blink of an eye, they're a victim of abuse. And I remember seeing that little girl's face, and I just thought, she doesn't understand really what is happening. And I know what's going to happen. I know what the process is. I know the years of struggle and trauma that she may have to go through in the years to come. But at that stage, you know, that look of anxiety, apprehension, innocence, that's something that stuck with me for a long time. So when I think, what am I doing here? What are my staff doing here? I remember that little girl, and that's what we're here for.
Thank you to our guest today, Detective Superintendent Hamish McKenzie. There's a link in our show notes to the WA Police website.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or 1800respect.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 YARN on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.